Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, that is my group. When I was a little kid, I was so into Yellow Sunshine. I was like, yes. When I found the song, I was like, I got to play it. So there you go. Yellow Sunshine doing the thing on Solar Records Radio. What's happening, everybody? It is hump day. It's Wednesday. So we're right in the middle of the week, and we're just going to chill out. And we're going to play some good music for you. We're going to try to bless you in the storm. You know, hey, speaking of the storm, our weather is gloomy, nothing but clouds. I think we're in the UK. I think we switched spots or something because it's just been gloomy for the last week. And now it's still gloomy. We can't get the sun, but the clouds are keeping it warm, somewhat warm down here. It's warmer than it is in other regions of the United States, so we're good because of that. But at the same time, I like the sun a little bit, right? And then we have the eclipse that's getting ready to come next week. So it's a lot going on in terms of our weather and what's happening around here. I hope you guys are good where you are and God is keeping you and you are well. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today here at Solar Records Radio. Hey, listen, I wanted to make sure everybody knows that on Saturday, we're going to have our interview with Anthony. And so Anthony is going to be here. We're going to have a blessed time with him. And so just tune in, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard, not 3, but 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. And yes, we're going to have a good time with Anthony Bills right here on Solar Records Radio. Brother is chilling in Atlanta right now doing his thing over there. So much love, Anthony. God bless you, man. Hope you're doing well. We had a great conversation today. We look forward to chopping it up with him and just having a good talk with him on Saturday. So God is good all the time. Anyway, guys, so we're going to just kind of chill out and have a good time together here on Solar Records Radio. Y'all good with that? Y'all good with that? Y'all sure now? Because I just want to do this here on Solar Records Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Steve Carey. Thank you. Radio. Good gracious, sing it, girl. Say you love me. I can't do it any higher. I can't do it anymore. Just say you love me. I mean, you know, it's so important, right? That is so important that you kind of know where you stand in a relationship with someone. Just say it. Just, you know, don't play with it. Don't play the games. You know, either you love me or you don't, and it's okay. It's okay, rather you love me or you don't, but it's good for me to know that, right? We need to know. I need to know that I know that I know. Come on, girl. Or come on, guy, whatever it is, right? Y'all need to just, you know, let's play this game right. Let's lay your cards on the table. Man, oh, man, I tell you, I'm having a good time with these lyrics. I hope that, you know, whoever she was talking to, I hope they got the message. Anyway, guys, this is Solar Records Radio. It's Wardell Potts, and it's beautiful, beautiful day outside. There's no rain, but it looks like it's just raining away. But it's beautiful. It's green. Everything is green, and we have lots of rain. And see, for me, in Texas, we don't get a lot of rain. We don't. It's always brown. So it's green. It's like, whoa, this is a new thing. It's like a new relationship. Have you ever been in a new relationship? If you haven't, if you've been in the same old relationship for the longest time, do something new in the relationship to make it new. Like, renew your relationship, renew your vows. Go someplace and just have a great trip. Just renew everything. Do it together and enjoy it and enjoy your time and be blessed in it. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing. As a matter of fact, my partner Greg, him and Phil just came here. They flew here from the UK, the United States, and then drove all the way across the United States and then drove up north and then got on the plane and went back home. And in the process, everything was new. The moments, every moment was new. And they did that, I think, for a week and a half or something like that. But I'm just telling you, it's a beautiful thing. It can be a little tiresome, you know, after you get back. You got to get, like, you know, you got to get caught up again. You got to get back on the right time clock. But it is so worth it. So can we do that? Can we make it new? Man, oh, man. Anyway, this is Wardell again, and I am just trying to have a good time with you guys. I hope you are blessed and good and all that kind of stuff. And I just want to keep playing some good music for you. And I hope you guys are enjoying it here at Solar Records Radio. Oh, man, how much do we love you? This is big. Let's do this here at the big, the bad. Come on. Stanley Clark, and that was just straight out Philly style. You know, I grew up playing this music as a young man, and it really kind of directed me into where I was going to go, and I remember playing this stuff and learning it from scratch and developing myself into becoming a drummer. And didn't know I was going to become a professional drummer and a more, you know, a pop R&B drummer than a jazz drummer. I just said, I'm going for it, and this is what I'm doing. And I did it, and it was very difficult in terms of knowing where I was going. I just did it. And I think that was just part of the process, like you learning as you go, and you know, so you just kind of throw throw it all in and just go for it. And that's what I did. And Stanley Clark, whenever he came to town to Philadelphia, we would fill up the arenas wherever he would be, and just like honor him, and just like, man, this guy is so good. And he really was. He was a generation before me, and you know, like Motown. And so we watched him, you know, and all the other musicians that played with him, like Lenny White. I was just like a crazy fan of Lenny White. Lenny White is a drummer, and he played for the group that Stanley Clark was in called Return to Forever. And Return to Forever had Lenny White as their drummer, and he was just so amazing. He was like the new guy on the block, and his stuff was just amazing. And so, but anyway, I just wanted to say to Stanley, my hat's off to you, brother. God bless you, and thank you for being a great inspiration to me and my friend Reuben Edwards. We learned a lot from you, and you really, you know, you helped to, you know, to guide us through your music. And so many blessings, and God be with you, and all that good stuff. Anyway, guys. So, I, you know, sometimes you just have to say what's on your heart, because that's, you know, God puts it there for a reason. So that's what I call myself doing right now. But anyway, guys, I pray that you are good. We got about another minute and 13 seconds left, and a minute and 13 minutes left, and an hour and 13 minutes left in the show. Wow. Come on, Wardell. And so I want to play some more music for you. Just chill, relax, have some good food, and just, you know, talk to your company. Let us be the soundtrack in the background, and let us just be a part of what it is that you're doing, all right? May God bless you and keep you, and I hope you guys are well and everything's good around you. And man, oh man, I want to play a little bit of Phyllis Hyman. How about that?
Yeah. smile upon my face whenever you come around. When I need it, you seem to know. You looked at me, you grabbed my face and said, pack your thing, let's go.
I'm
girl Tiffany Bison doing Never Say Never. What a beautiful song, right? Man, love it, love her voice. And by the way, that is Howard Hewitt's little cousin, right? So that's his little cousin. She's doing her thing, and she's independent contractor. She don't try to lean on anybody. She's like, I got this. And she's so pretty, and she's so cute, and, you know, she has kids, and, you know, she has a beautiful husband, and they've done well for themselves, and so I'm just proud of her for, you know, just kicking it and doing her thing. So anyway, we just wanted to just say hello to Mr. Don Fleming. Can y'all say hello, Don?
What's up, hello, Mr. everyone. Hello. How's everyone doing on this Wednesday? I'm good, man. I am good.
Good. Yeah, we're good. You know, I know all the listeners are saying, hey, Don. And so much love to you. Much love to you, man. I hope you are well. And thanks for, you know, trying to get upload those songs for me. It's so weird because I see it. I'm like, why do I see it, but I can't, like, touch it? Like, I can't attach it. So strange. But, and so I called Don. I was like, Don, I see it, but I can't grab it. What the heck, man? And so Don said, I'll do it. And so I think that there's a problem. Must be Greg. I think there's a problem with the songs, the MP3s you sent us, because we can't get them to upload into the system. So Don's just going to go to the YouTubes. So send me the YouTubes of it, and then we'll try it from there. But anyway, Don's just joining the show himself. So just like you and Don, so Greg, y'all could just have a good time, man. Just take your block, man, do your thing. And my cat, I just got a call from the vet. My cat is ready to come home. Man, I took my cat to the vet this morning because he has so much hair. He looks like a big, giant snowball. And so I was like, dude, we got to cut your hair. You look terrible. I mean, then you can see little white hairs here and there. I'm like, man, I can't do this. We got to get this guy. So we got him all set up. And they said, yeah, bring him in. And so Wednesday, so here it was. Or they're like, bring him in 8 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning? That's a little early for me. That means I gotta get up at 7 and leave at 7:30. But due to the fact that I had to do my blood work, I couldn't have any coffee or anything, so nothing to eat or anything. And so I said, okay, I guess it'd be a good time for me to go do my blood work. So I dropped my cat off, and he was meowing for half an hour until we got to the place. Meow, meow. I'm like, Lord, please let us hurry up and get there. And so we got him there, and so they had to put him to sleep because he's a big cat, and he'll hurt you. He will hurt you. And so they had to put him to sleep, and they shaved my poor baby. He's going to look crazy. I can't take it. Sonny's going to look crazy because we're so used to him having so much hair everywhere, and now he's going to be bald. Oh, no. And even the other cats, the last time he got cut, he's got his summer cut. And when he came home, the other cats were like, who are you?
What? How about you?
And he's the boss, right? And they were looking at him like, who are you? Little runt. But anyway, I'll let Don. Hey, Don, do your thing, man. This is your time.
Oh, no problem, man. We got about, another 54 minutes left of the show. Of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. Wardell Potts, Don Fleming. I was going to say Wardell Potts Jr. and Don Fleming Jr. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not a junior. I'm me. But anyway.
Did you say I'm me? Did you say I'm me?
I'm me. Yeah, I'm me. Well, let's go ahead and get this block going, man. We're going to start off with a classic from 1993 from Mr. Walter Beasley, Don't Say Goodbye, Solar Records Radio.
Were my life and I love you. Then I looked around and you were gone. was over. What can I say to make you stay? Honest, don't say goodbye. Don't you leave me.
Don't say goodbye. Can I do to prove to you that I didn't mean to make you cry? So honey, don't say goodbye. Don't you leave me. No, no. Cause I will not make it without you. Oh,
Got paintings from JJ in the living room. It sounds strong. Look like sacrifice. It'd be flowers blooming in the summertime. Black sound like old song. Smell like good food. And it tastes like heart disease. But it feel like maize at jazz fest. Black sound like something that hurts, like a hard test. Black sound like skin, like something dark. It look like hair, yeah. Black sound like rough hair. And good hair, look like history, sound spiritual. Black sound like years, like working, like night. Black sound like money, look like Walmart, like corner stores, like cash register singing. Black sound like 400 years. Smell like Oprah, impactful like Martin. Look like Cicely Tyson, sing like Nina, got an ass like Serena. Feel like broken homes in Section 8. Black smell like crack and collard greens. Sounds motivational. Feels like church. Look like big Sunday hats and ribbons.
Smile like your mama. Eyes like the sun. Beautiful child. Oh, you're the one. Fly like your daddy. Make me so happy. Beautiful child.
Sound like thick black swinging and sneaky uncles. Look like Tyler Perry making money. Sound like hating, feel frustrated, don't it? Like they don't get it. Like they won't ever get it, huh? Like, push your personal feelings of racial injustice so far underneath the carpet that you trip over your own family history. But I love me some black folks. I love the hair grease and the rental fees, the front row seats, the police, the projects, the mustard greens, being late, social security checks, government assistance, bougie, black, looking good, bags of hair, fake press-on nails, rat tail comb, stunning gold jeans, gold teeth, black men and big feet. I love me some black folks. For they are the people that were made from the darkest parts of the sky.
Smile like your mama, eyes like the sun, beautiful child, oh you're the one. Fly like your daddy, make me so happy, beautiful child.
Solar Records Radio, giving you some a classic indie, well, indie soul, blues, all that jazz, whatever. That was music from Tank and the Bangers. I love that song. Of course, that is called Black Folk, singular, Black Folk, of course, featuring Masego and lovely Miss Alex Isley. Of course, Alex Isley is the daughter of Ernie Isley. Of course, she's doing her own thing. Beautiful young lady, beautiful voice. On the indie indie route, doing her thing. What an amazing song called Black Folk. Before that, from 1979, give you a little smooth jazz from the late great Weldon Irvine. Name of the song is called Morning Sunrise, and started off the block, Mr. Walter Beasley from 1993. Don't Say Goodbye. Beautiful saxophone. I play the sax, so every time I hear music with a saxophone in it, whether it's a soprano, tenor, baritone, alto, whatever, I'm just floored. I love that song. I'm a big fan of, you know, Boney James. Yes, I like Kenny G, you know, but no, seriously, I love songs that have a little sax in it. Give us a little sax, you know. But anyway, well, we got 39 minutes left. Of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. Now, in the middle of that, you know, there's indie, and then there's blues, and then, of course, we play jazz. Didn't play blues today. So I want to do a two-thirds blues block, if that's okay with you, Wardell. What do you think, man? Come on, brother. Are you there? I guess not. Anyway, let's go ahead and keep this going. I'm going to give you a little bit of a blues block. Give you some classics from the late great John Lee Hooker. This is called Boom Boom. Sung this for a bartender. You guys, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Boom 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down. Right off of your feet.
take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. How, 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 how. I love to see you strut up and down the floor when you're talking to me. That baby talk, I like it like that. Whoa. You love, I love that talk. When you talk like that, you'll knock me out right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What time is it? no cabs no way. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah, that's it.
Listening to Solar Records Radio, Indie Blues and All That Jazz, Wednesday, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr., Wardell Potts Jr., Don Fleming. That was music from the late, great Jay Blackfoot. Of course, that is a Taxi, classic from 1983. Jay Blackfoot was formerly of the group. Remember, guys, if you guys remember, in the late 60s and early 70s, they were part of the Soul Children. had a great song back in 67, 68, way before I was born, but a song called The Sweeter He Is. I love that, love that. Definitely, we got to find that song, man. But, yeah, he was a part of the Soul Children. And, of course, he went on and did his solo thing. 1983, that is Taxi from Mr. J. Blackfoot. Before that, gave me a little My Babe from Mr. Walter, or Little Walter. Of course, started off the block. John Lee Hooker, Boom Boom. We got about another 27 minutes left to show. That was my blues block, you know. I got a couple more blues in the pot for you, you know. So I want to give you some new indie music, or updated indie music. I haven't played this in a while. It's one of my favorites. I want to give you some, first of all, let me say this. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for loving the show. Thank you guys for contributing as far as, you know, on the page, Solar Records Radio on Facebook, liking the page, tell a friend to like the page. I mean, we're closing in on 2,000 people, man. 2,000 people that are like-minded people that love music. And that is a beautiful thing. I kid you not. That is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Anyway.
Amen.
Guys. Oh, you're back.
I am back. Yes.
I was looking for you. I know you, I guess, you know, you had some business to take care of on the farm and everything, but I was like, where's Wardell? Okay. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and do this move ball for you. So.
I got some more for you, man.
Give me some soul. How about some updated soul? This block, I want to give you. I haven't played this in a while, so guys, I want to take you back probably 2022, 2021. I'll take you all the way back to that, you know. Of course, this is a young lady. We've got to get her on the show. The name of the song is called Ready Enough, featuring Herb Alvin and Devin Morris and Mr. Sugar Bay. Keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, baby. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. It's time.
Thank you.
Hits Radio, music from Michael Cooper. Of course, did his solo thing from 1987. That is Dinner for Two. Before that, gave you classic Ronnie Laws from 1977, Friends and Strangers. And, of course, started off the block, the lovely Miss City Bay, featuring Devin Morrison and the legendary Herb Albert. Name of the song is called Ready Enough. We got about 11 minutes left of the show. Looks like it's going to wrap it up for us, but thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out. Wardell, man, what do you think, man? I held it down, I guess. What's
job
your thing?
Well done. Job well done, my brother. I'm so blessed. I'm laid back in the chair listening to the music. I feel the way that I want the listeners to feel. I hope you guys are feeling what I'm feeling. Thank you so much, Don Fleming, for coming in and just taking over and doing what you do, man. We appreciate it.
This is the last hour takeover, I guess. No, but
as well.
glad to do it, man. Glad to do it.
Yes, we love it. We love it when you do it. So don't forget tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Throwback Thursday, and then at 8 p.m. Throwback Thursday night with Mr. Don Fleming. So
I'll be back tomorrow night. Yes.
Yes, yes. Independence Day. So anyway, guys, we truly appreciate all you guys. Oh, don't forget about, you know, go on solarrecordsradio.com and buy my audio book. It's the third chapter. It's the final chapter of my story from the time I started becoming a drummer up until when I got with Solar Records and experienced that wonderful experience in the studio. That's chapter two. And then chapter three is the final chapter of when things happened, where I started believing in God, and I really got my walk together after that experience that I had. And so I want you to check it out. It's a great story. And then the first chapter is about me developing myself and how I became a drummer. So check it all out. Mm-hmm. It's really good for the kids as well. And it's very clean. I don't say anything I wouldn't want my kids to hear. So you could play it in front of whoever. It's all good. So anyway, man, God bless you, Don Fleming. Thank you so much for doing what you do. And we're up and out.
Y'all, I want to send a quick shout out, and I got to send a quick shout out to Miss Shirley Jones. Of course, she had posted earlier that today, 45 years ago today, her and her sisters released their album, their Jones Girls album, 1979. Of course, with "You're Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else."
Wow.
What else? What else? A couple of other songs. "Who Can I Run To?" "At Your Mercy." Just an amazing album for them. I play their music all the time. So rest in peace to her sisters, Brenda, and rest in peace to Valerie. Both of her sisters are no longer with us. It's just her doing her thing. And her son and her nephew are doing their thing on the production and hip-hop tip. So shout out to Miss Shirley Jones. And we had her on the show a couple of years back, so... definitely want to give her flowers.
Same thing with the Bee Gees, right? The two brothers are gone and it's just one brother left.
Yeah, man.
Maybe them two should do a duet. Robin.
Yeah, Morris and Robin, and of course Andy Gibb. But yeah, it's just Barry right now, and Barry's doing his thing.
Yeah, Andy was a solo artist, where the other two brothers were part of the group, and so, but yeah, you're right. It's three brothers that's gone. That's true. So, but you want to close out the show with one of their songs, one of the girls' songs, Jones.
Oh, Jones.
Yeah.
Oh man. I guess I can't want to remind you. Let's remind you again tomorrow. Tune in, of course, Wardell's. I call it the Afternoon Drive. Throwback Thursday, a double play of Throwback Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Wardell's Afternoon Drive, 3 to 5 p.m. And of course, Throwback Thursday night with yours truly from 8 to 10 p.m. I will be back on tomorrow to hang out with you guys. So make sure you tune in and do your thing. Do your thing with me.
There you go. All right, everybody. Good night and God bless y'all. Thank you all for tuning in and hanging out with us today. We'll see you later.
Ooh. Have a good one, guys. Closing out with the Jones Girls. You're going to make me love somebody else. Happy 45th, ladies. Rest in peace, Brenda. Miss Shirley, got to get you back on. Have a good one, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
If you keep on